Greetings. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap from Australia. Let's dive into the top stories that shook the industry this week. First up, mounting calls for a more unified approach to performance assessments in the managed accounts industry. The matter took the center stage at the Professional Planner Researcher Forum recently. Experts, including David Bell from the Kinexys Institute, expressed concerns about the lack of uniformity in evaluation methods, warning it could lead to regulatory scrutiny and possible erosion of client trust. The call for industry self-regulation comes in the wake of government measures that have caused significant changes and closings in the superannuation sector. The need to avoid such stringent measures in the assessment process is now more heightened than ever. Turning our attention to the housing market, home ownership is becoming an increasingly distant dream for middle-income Australians due to surging purchase and rental costs. A proposed solution comes in the form of 40-year mortgages, courtesy of lenders like Pepper Money. This would lower monthly payments while increasing long-term interest, a potentially double-edged sword that could further drive up house prices and debt. Despite the urgency, systemic reforms such as immigration caps or tax changes remain on the back burner. This leaves Australians grappling with rising housing costs as a way of life. Our next story discusses the balance between private wealth and public welfare. A recent incident involving a nonagenarian couple risking their part-age pension benefits due to an increase in their asset value has sparked a nationwide debate. This case highlights the older generation's view of pension as a right and not just a privilege. Age-old beliefs are now clashing with the modern reality that many Australians are not financially prepared for retirement, adding fuel to an already heated debate. Finally, recent reports indicate a worrying trend in total and permanent disability claims, particularly among 30 to 40-year-olds. The main culprit? Mental health issues. In a staggering revelation from the Council of Australian Life Insurers and KPMG's report, Australia's Mental Health Checkup, there was a 732% increase in claims over the past decade, with mental health accounting for over a third of total claims. This trend amplifies the call for better preventive measures and robust support systems for mental well-being. And that, dear listeners, wraps up our financial services news roundup for today. Stay informed, stay savvy. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, signing off until next time. For more financial updates and services, including insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, feel free to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.